Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Monungai to the end zone, and there's his first NFL touchdown.
This offensive line is really starting to get into a groove with what Ben Johnson is teaching him in the run game.
All right, welcome back into Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Kyle Monungai, 13 carries, 81 yards, had a touchdown. That is a 6.5 yards per carry average for him. And while he was at it, just for the hell of it, Kyle Monungai had two catches for 13 yards. He had the one-yard touchdown run to make it 20-zip Bears. He had other highlights. In the first quarter, he had a 14-yard run on a field goal drive for the Bears. He had one point in time, a 24-yard run. And you see the Monungai giving that little bit of extra effort out there. And guess what? If you're a seventh rounder, you better give that extra little bit of effort while you're on the field.
Grody, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where do you think the Bears rank in the NFL in rushing yards per game?
Rushing yards per game.
83.
I'll say 83rd. They are 83rd.
They are not 83rd. No, there are only 32 teams.
I honestly have no idea. I will say, I'll make a guess. The Bears are 16th in rushing yards per game.
And see, that's funny. Because 16 is like right middle of the pack, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you know, if they continue to improve, they can move up, maybe get to the top 10, right?
Uh-huh.
They're seventh in the league in rushing yards per game.
You wouldn't have thought it.
And that's kind of the point. As Ben Johnson continues to sculpt this team, this offense into what he wants.
Sculpt, I like that.
You're already seeing the benefit of explosive running offense behind this offensive line, depending on who's back there, it doesn't really matter because the creases, as they were, are huge. The holes have been big. And I can only see this thing climbing upwards if you look at what he's been able to do with this personnel.
And, God, if like we were just happy to see DeAndre Swift doing what he has been doing, and all of a sudden, oh, there could be a compliment to DeAndre Swift, who could have 81 yards to the 124 yards that DeAndre Swift had. I mean, that's pretty big stuff. And then it makes you look at the Bears draft class. I think this is a good chance to do that. Obviously, Kyle Monungai has not been perfect this year. He is coming on, but he's probably moving up on the power rankings of the rookies. Colston Loveland, who much is expected, being the number 10 overall pick, and it's fair to say that Tyler Warren has, what, about 350 receiving yards so far this year for the mighty Indianapolis Colts, who do have something good going on in general with that team. So it's not all, maybe if you put Colston there, he would be better. But so far, Colston Loveland this year, 8 catches for 78 yards. We all know that's got to get better. We all know he's got to be a little bit more clean with his play and avoid some of the penalties.
So he's got penalties going on. Then you have Shamar Turner. We're just waiting for him to get more opportunities to pop because he missed some time. And then obviously Luther Burden. You see a little bit of him almost every week. He had a big 22-yard catch in this game.
Yeah, he's kind of like what we were talking about with Roschon Johnson. Oh, the Luther Burden play. There it is, the Burden play.
That's how it feels. In some weeks, that's more explosive than others, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then you keep going down the list, and there's guys who haven't even been out there because they're out for the season already. You go down the list of draft picks, and you're realizing when you get to the bottom, because let's be clear, a seventh-round pick, that's what Kyle Monongai was. And to echo kind of what Ben Johnson talked about earlier about, you know, liking his running backs room, maybe this is how they drew it up, that Kyle Monongai, they felt, was going to be good enough to be the backup to what they need. And we all called for, well, are they looking to trade market before the season started? Are they trying to pick somebody up?
Well, let's not even forget, and I know you weren't purposely leaving this out, they were trying to upgrade at running back in the draft. They weren't able to.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we all looked at it as like, we know you were targeting guys earlier and you were left with just this. Does it speak more to what Ben Johnson's doing with the offensive line with Dan Roschar? Or does it speak more to this is the reality of running back in the NFL, is that you can go get a guy just like we saw Bill Kroski Merritt for the Commanders, another seventh round pick who the Bears were able to slow down a little bit 2 weeks ago. I have to go back and forth in my own head and understand that running back is that position where you can go get a guy. And if your scheme is good and your offensive line is good, that guy can be serviceable. What I saw from Monongai, though, was more than serviceable because he was carrying guys with him at times.
No doubt. No doubt. And he has, as I was talking about on the Take the North podcast with Dan Weider, who will join us at 1 o'clock, like, it's real improvement. It's real improvement from game one to this game, to the Bears' sixth game. You have seen progress from your rookie running back. You know, he's not running backwards anymore. Go forwards. That said, like, Colston Loveland has not been great so far this year, far from having given up on him. I'm still pretty excited about Luther Burden, to be honest with you, even though we haven't seen enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ozzie Trapillo, the other second round pick, number 56 overall. Really nice to have seen him get on the field so far.
It's a pillow.
that is correct. Believe it or not, I still feel good about him, just not this year.
Yeah, he feels like more of a depth piece this year, and they will slowly work him in perhaps next year into being the guy. And you look at him, and you understand that Karan Amagaji exists and some of the other guys who are there and wondering what roles. It feels like, out of the bye, we now know what everyone's role is going to be. Some might be slightly expanded in the back half of the season, such as a Colston Loveland or a Luther Burden III. But overall, you feel like you know what you have and you know what they're expected to do.
That's a great point. And, you know, they could say that to some degree with Shamar Turner, what they're doing with him, putting him on the edge more. He has not really made his splash yet, but give that time. And then there's the other guys, and it's all coin flip stuff. It feels like after that Ruben Hippolyte, Zay Frazier, who obviously is not playing. He's in the locker room. I see Zay Frazier all the time. Luke Newman, who has not been playing, the offensive lineman out of Michigan State, very present in that locker room. And then Kyle Monongai at seventh overall. So, I mean, you got to hit on a few of these guys, and these are true. I know it sounds like a cop-out, but especially with the Colston Lovelands and the Luther Burdens and the Ozzie Trapillo, it's truly an incomplete right now. I still think there is, if we're going to stay with the Star Wars analogy, analogies. There is still good in those guys.
Well, Colston Loveland, just take yesterday, for example. He was on this field for 46 of the 69 snaps. That's a 67% percentage. That's a pretty high percentage for a tight end, knowing that you're going to be out there in 12 personnel sometimes.
Blocky to block.
Cole Kmet, meanwhile, was only on the field for 41% of the plays, just to give you that kind of understanding. Of course, Kmet got hurt a little bit, banged up.
Yeah, so, he did leave the game.
So we'll see if those numbers continue. And Shamar Turner, 10 snaps out of the 56 on defense. That's 18%.
Okay. Not a lot.
Are you good with that? I mean,
I'm okay with that because he's not ready yet, clearly. Okay. You know, he's more of a, I don't want to say project, but he needs more than what I had initially thought.
More
I suppose.
Seasoning.
I guess. Like, I thought there would be a bigger impact early, to be honest with you, with Shamar Turner, but he has been, obviously, he was out for a couple of games, as in coach's decision.
And then the other guy, Luther Burden III, we were just talking about, he was on the field for 19 of the 69 snaps. That's 28%.
Okay.
Does that feel right?
28%? I guess so. I mean, you want more, but I'm okay with that right now. Look, I've said it a million times. I think I said this on the pod yesterday, too, or one of the days this week. He did not participate in the off-season program and then was eased in during training camp. He missed a lot. Like, so that hurt him, I think. But I do want him to get good because I want to be able to call him LB3.
It is, as most things are, this is going to be one of my themes now, work in progress. Understanding, not only is it a work in progress, it's a work in progress that still has 4 wins in 6 games.
No doubt about it. By the way, we are, just so people know, we have the victory chicken has arrived. There is pandemonium in the hallways.
Tell them about the biscuits.
It is, my God, the biscuit is good. I'm like trying to control myself. I've eaten half the biscuit. I'm trying not to eat the rest, but I think that's going to be impossible here.
Yeah, you're going to eat the rest of the biscuit.
As a
biscuit connoisseur,
yeah.
Roost is in the 95th percentile of Chicago biscuits.
Wow, I believe that. It is delicious. The chicken is good, too, and it feels like victory. Let's keep the victory talk going, because coming up next, we will bring in my partner from the Take the North podcast, an episode which is up and running right now if you'd like to check it out. But Dan Wiederer of The Athletic joins us next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. shows.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.